One last question. What about a family business where the patriarch is just not being helpful, and you know that certain things need to be handled, but they're not being handled because, gosh darn it, I'm the boss. And, you know, until I decide something's going to be done, it's not going to be done. So what do you have suggestions for the second generation who's running into a brick wall when they know that it's necessary to plan, but they can't get the patriarch to move forward?
It depends on how stuck the patriarch is in their way of thinking. There's no such thing as I don't have a choice. You always have a choice as to whether you want to work in that family business. And if you can speak when they're ready to listen, most of the patriarchs, and thankfully, increasingly, matriarchs.
I know, I wish I had said that when I was saying it. But
increasingly, matriarchs. What you want to do is get away from the business and have a focused time to communicate on a business level. Here are my concerns. Here are the transition issues that I see. If the second generation sounds as though we think you're past your prime, we're ready to take over, I don't respect you, then you're not going to get anywhere. If you can approach it from an open, I will always need you. I always want to have you near and to guide me. What do you think about my progression to the role of president or to chairperson, so that you can sometimes establish roles as chairman or chairperson emeritus. As you move generation two into the presidency, you redefine the role of CEO, usually the founder, in terms of more course correction and advisory, as opposed to day-to-day management of the company. And just like any business, if you set clear goals and you state what your expectations are, it's so much easier to meet clearly defined goals. Here are the steps that I took to become the president. Here are the sales. Here's the growth. It's so much easier to do that and more productive than to say, you know what? You said I'd be president in 3 years. Well, why? And when all else fails, do your best to get an independent board of advisors or board of directors, because you may reach a stalemate in a family that you need some help from outsiders, consultants, or boards of advisors to break the gridlock in decision-making when people are being so stubborn that they won't listen because of old patterns of abusive conduct.